Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sales at GabRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Joe Barker is our guest. One of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. He's one of the top futurists in the world living today. Please check out his website, joelbarker.com. Also, starthrower.com. Check out his implications wheel. It is mind-boggling. It'll change your world. Read his book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. It will change your life like it did mine 30 years ago. Joel, thanks again for being here. Sea levels, hot spots, what are these things?
This is an interesting article. Basically came from a writer in Florida who lives in an area where there's a lot of seacoast.
Yeah.
And the Florida University and Florida State University have been doing very significant studies on what's the potential for the rise. And what they found out is that there is a differential in the ocean. I always thought, you know, water seeks a common level. So, you know, the Atlantic and the Pacific, they're not at all. And it turns out, even within the oceans themselves, there are high spots and low spots. And what the hot spots, they're calling them hot spots, I would call them high spots, because what's really they're identifying it is a place where the water is going to go higher than the norm of whatever
is happening. Because of the terrain, the way the terrain's shaped, probably.
Well, it's you know, I wish the
water,
article had been more
say,
specific.
Water does seek its own level, but it's just the same way where if you're in a canyon and an inch of rain could kill you in a canyon, whereas if you're in a desert, it barely makes things wet.
Well, yeah, and what we know is that there's a lot of canyons in the ocean, so that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the result is that where people are saying, well, it's going to be, let's just make it up for that, there's going to be a 12-inch rise across the Atlantic over the next 50 years. Where the hotspots are, it's a 48-inch wide.
Right. They're pinpointing where one building may encroach in the yard, and another building may come up in the first floor.
Exactly. And so this is a much more sophisticated look at the consequences of the melting of the glaciers and things as they add water.
Both of which are naturally occurring climate processes
drove
the recent hot spot, according to the study. So it's not all climate change
in terms of
melting and icebergs.
And I think what they're trying to point out is if climate change adds 12 inches to the ocean, you cannot and should not conclude that where you live, it's going to go up 12 inches and no more.
Right.
There are other factors, and you just pointed them out, and it's important to point them
out.
Two
naturally occurring ones.
But if you add our effect to that effect, then all of a sudden you get more than you thought. And their concern is that people are planning for that average.
Right.
When in fact,
I think that's a really important perspective to take.
Yeah.
Where I get bugged is when people presume to know how much human effect, which I believe there is a human effect, you know that.
Yep.
But when they presume to know what's going to happen, and I'm still waiting on somebody though, Joel, to reconcile with me how one of the climate change folks' prophets, Al Gore, predicted that Florida would see hurricanes that would take the state down.
Yep.
And 10 years ago, and we haven't had a hurricane in Florida for 10 years. I want somebody to stand up and reconcile that for me.
Yeah, and I think I'll tell you what's going on in Minnesota. We have had, I think, 9 1,000-year rain situations. That's been in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, we had like 9 in the last century. And so that's a pattern that our University of Minnesota weatherologist has said. What you got to understand is that's what happens when you have these new heat locations and the shorter winters and the longer summers, which Minnesota has. We have a month less winter in Minnesota. Now, just think about that.
And I was talking with my Canada friends, though, were telling me they still are having a summer up there.
Well, there's weather and there's climate. and you have to look at the 10-year thing. But, yes, yeah. this has been a cool August.
Oh, yeah, no, we've had a cool August as well. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But the one quote I would read from the article, by the way, which is, it looks like seas in certain regions are rising nearly 10 times faster than the long-term rate recorded in the region.
Interesting.
So that
go watch that video, folks. It'll show you where they're projecting the thing to go. You might want to school you on where to not to buy property. Hey, yeah. Joel, good job today. Come back as soon. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Jim, for sure.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, what a great blessing he is to us to have him available to us. We appreciate him very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.